dictation for Amber, A-M-B-E-R, Van Orden, V as in Victor, A-N-O-R-D-E-N, October 16, 1987, address as a letter. Dr. Reichman, R-E-I-C-H-M-A-N-N, 828-6835. Dear Dr. Reichman, post-hospital follow-up for Mrs. Van Orden. Patient was for a couple of days. Because of severe hypoglycemia and responsiveness. Back on insulin pump, education was provided about diet and monitoring glucose. She has advanced renal failure and we are preparing for potential dialysis based on symptoms. She has an appointment for venous arterial mapping, February 18, eventually to see vascular surgeon Dr. Constantino, February 22nd. Right now, denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood melanin, good urine output, no infection, cloudiness of blood. Presently, no major edema, claudications, no chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea. She's supposed to have cataract surgeries. She has legally blind, no focal deficits, no headaches, review system negative. Next paragraph, medication list review. The only change, we stopped the aldactone because of high potassium. Otherwise, bicarbonate replacement, blood pressure, hydralazine, choric. Medications for nausea, vomiting. Next paragraph, she is alert, orientation 3. We did a teleconference, no respiratory distress, normal speech. She answers all questions appropriately. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries. The date of discharge, February 2nd. In that opportunity, creatinine 3.5 for a GFR of 15. That will be a stage 4-5. Normal upper potassium, normal acid base, low sodium 135. Normal calcium, anemia of 8 with a normal white blood cells, normal platelet count. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Insulin-dependent diabetes with multiple episodes of hypoglycemia, recent admission, and diabetic ketoacidosis, the prior one. Next number, CKD, stage 4-5 with biopsy proving diabetic nephropathy. Biopsy done September 2020, Rett, University of Michigan. Next number, metabolic acidosis on treatment. Next number, hypertension appears to be well controlled, 128.83. At this moment, no ACE inhibitors or ARBs. Next number, hyperkalemia of the aldactone. Next number, cataracts and retinopathy, legally blind. Next number, multiple falls, prior L1 compression fracture, which is completely healed. Next number, autonomic neuropathy with low blood pressure on activity, although presently is off the midodrine. Next number, complications of diabetes, neuropathy, gastroparesis, persistent nausea, vomiting, constipation, low blood pressure, renal failure. Next number, discuss about kidney pancreas transplant. She is willing to do. She has filled in the papers, and we send it to University of Michigan. Next number, comments, we start dialysis based on symptoms. which percentage she does not have. Most people develop symptoms around a GFR 9 to 11. We want to be ready for that, for what AV fistula is being explored. Because of prior small bowel surgery, she will not be a candidate for peritoneal dialysis, but she's interested on home hemo. Family member is going to help, as she has problems with eyesight. She will continue chemistry on a regular basis, exploring renal transplant. In terms of anemia, EPO treatment, she has good levels of B12 and folic acid. There has been prior relative iron deficiency with low ferritin saturation. We are trying not to do any blood transfusion as a way to minimize any potential delaying on a transplant. End of dictation.